AI technology is developing rapidly in China. From small startups to internet giants, an increasing number of tech firms are gearing up for big successes in the field. In a logistics center in Guangdong belonging to JD.com, one of China's biggest online retailers, 300 robots work non-stop on a 1,200 square meter platform sorting parcels for delivery. These robots run automatically, transferring goods from storage shelves to packing areas. Yang Xiaopeng, a staff member working at the center, says the robots can sort up to 12,000 parcels per hour, which is four times faster than human sorters.
We have a control center behind all the robots, and there are QR codes on the ground. By reading these codes, robots can know their specific location. Meanwhile, the controlling system can give orders to robots to tell them which path they should go next.
As AI technology continues to mature, more and more industries are going through an automation revolution. Cloud computing, big data, and the Internet of Things have been thriving, with new products and services constantly springing up. Accenture is the world-leading global provider of information technology consulting services. Chen Xiaobin, the president of Accenture China, says he's very optimistic about AI development in China.
Accenture lately released a report on how AI will boost Chinese economic growth in the future. It's estimated in the year 2035, AI will generate $7 trillion for Chinese economy.
Yitu is a Chinese tech firm focused on AI research and development. At its headquarters, staff don't need to clock in and out, as the company developed facial recognition scanners to automatically record their arrival and departure times. Facial recognition technology like this is being used in service industries including security, medicine, and banking. For example, in Shanghai, facial recognition technology has enabled people to withdraw money from ATM just by showing up in front of the machines. Xia Yang is the department director at E2 Tech.
To some extent, we are changing these industries. I believe with the universal utilization of AI technology, more changes will be seen in different industries.
In addition to achievements in AI software, Chinese AI research teams have also made breakthroughs in new hardware. Last November, a Shenzhen-based tech company launched three new AI chips. Similar to the famous AlphaGo, the chips are able to develop learning capabilities in such areas as smart driving, language processing, and image and voice recognition. Chen Tianxi is the chief executive of the company.
I always compare the traditional processor to a Swiss Army knife. It can do a lot of different things, but it's not good at one particular thing. Therefore, what we do is give AI ability in a special area and let it solve special problems.
Chinese government wants its homegrown AI businesses to be ready to take on global rivals by the year 2020. A government document released in December calls for expanding basic research and application of AI technology in areas ranging from smart automobiles to robots and drones. For CRI, this is Yang Guang.